I think you really need to take a break. It's something I have heard in life more than the standard how I use. I understand it comes from people's best intentions. After working through the day, day after day, everyone needs a break. For me though, just the idea of time off feels like I'm committing a crime. A mere act of requesting for leave and indulging in the art of doing nothing comes packed with so much guilt that I would rather just go on working. My anxiety makes me a grade A multitasker, but at what cost? A high level of productivity anxiety. I'm 23 years old and my days go by creating awareness, researching, writing, consulting, and assisting, all in a constant state of vigilance and hyper-arousal. But even after reaching peak exhaustion, my nights remain sleepless and fidgety as I swim in the guilt from believing that I have not worked enough during the day. The only way for me to deal with anxiety about working is to work more, using this distress itself as a defense against its turmoil. So where does this come from? High-functioning anxiety, although experienced internally, is really a product of the acquired stigma against resting coupled with oppressive narratives about productivity. It is not that I can't take a break, it's just that I struggle to understand that this break means to me. For every thought of taking one triggers thoughts such as, but what have you even done to deserve it? So I keep on asking my friends and colleagues about how's productivity been these days, like how are you making the most out of this pandemic? And I understood the fact that we are all dealing with different stresses and situations, so there's no right or wrong answer here. Many people are finding they are more productive now that they are working remotely or have some extra time off. Others certainly aren't, as they are now trying to balance working from home and homeschooling their children. While scrolling through social media, there are all sorts of reminders about how people are making the most out of this situation. But for me, it turns out to be feeling more anxious than productive. So if you can relate with me or have same feelings, then I would really like to share certain tips that I have learned to cope with productivity anxiety. For starters, you need to remember that social media can be deceiving. Majority of the individuals on social media is guilty of sharing only the great things that are happening in their life. So what you see on social media does not really reflect the reality for the most of the people. And it's good to remember this as people post their goals and to-do lists only. And actually, it may be best to look at it less. Avoid social comparison and the feelings that come with it by looking at social media less. You might not have much control over this pandemic, but you do have control over what you do online. It's okay to unfollow or unfriend someone who leaves you feeling more anxious. You can certainly set your own limits on how much information you consume. Next is to know there is no right or wrong way to cope. It turns out we all manage stress differently. Surprise? I know. Depending on the day, I have either been an overachieving superstar or a complete blob during this pandemic. This whole thing is new for us all. It's okay to be overwhelmed. It's okay not to be overwhelmed. We all require different types of self-care and it's up to you to figure out what works best for you. And don't forget, while you are figuring out your best way to cope, others are still figuring out theirs too. It helps nothing to judge others, so be nice. You know, there's a reason why schools and daycares run on schedules. It's because they are comforting. Adults can also find comfort in making a routine. So creating a comforting routine is the next tactic you can do to beat productivity anxiety. Following a new routine can help you feel okay and you can hopefully manage stress. So even if you don't write a great novel or turn into a bodybuilder while you are quarantined, remember it's okay. As we face these changes, know that you are capable of more than you think. Keep your focus on yourself and the things you can control and let the rest go. I really hope my words comfort you at some level. Also, I'm sharing a complete list of self-care tips that you can follow and take care of yourself a little more during these hard times. Stay tuned for our next podcast, and as always, you can reach out to us anytime through our social media handles. We'll try our best to make your day a little brighter. Have a nice day.